This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi today. Marathi was recently granted the classical language status by the government. The Sammelan will be held today till the 23rd of February and will be hosted as a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, the cultural performances and the interactive sessions with the eminent literary figures. It will celebrate the Marathi's literature timeless relevance and the explore of the role of the contemporary discourse, including the theme of the language preservation, translation and the impact of digitalization on literary works. Our correspondent reports that the Marathi literary gathering being held on the national capital after 71 years also includes as a symbolic literary train journey from Pune to Delhi. Rekha Gupta has assumed the charge as the Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed as the Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and the other senior officials. Talking to the media after the taking in charge, Mrs. Gupta said that the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Viksit Delhi. Mrs. Rekha chairs this first cabinet meeting in Delhi Secretariat yesterday. Earlier, BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new chief minister at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital yesterday. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered this oath and the office and the secrecy of Mrs. Gupta and the six cabinet ministers. Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Dixit, Anatishi and second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. The Delhi government has decided to implement the Ayushman Bharat Health Insurance Scheme. The Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has, while this briefing media yesterday after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the newly sworn in the Delhi government. She said that the Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with the top up of the 5 lakh rupees from the Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and will be implemented at the earliest. She said that 14 CAG reports has been tabled in the first sitting of this assembly. The Delhi Chief Minister announced that she will hold the portfolios of the departments of General Administration, Services, Finance, Revenue, Women and Child Development, Land and Building, Information and Public Relations, Vigilance, Administrative Reforms, Planning and other departments not allocated to any other ministers. Ashish Sood will be in charge of the Home, Power, Urban Development, Education and Higher Education and Training of Technical Education Departments. Pravesh Verma will be in charge of PWD, Legislative Affairs, Irrigation and Flood Control and the Water and Gurdwara Elections. Sardar Majinder Singh Sirsa has been allotted Food and Supplies, Forest and Environment and Industries, whereas Dr. Pankaj Kumar Singh will be in charge of the Health and the Family Welfare, Transport and Information Technology. Kapil Sharma has been given as in charge of the Law and Justice, Labour Department, Employment, Development, Art and Culture, Language and Tourism Department. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired this meeting of NDA Chief Ministers and the Deputy Chief Ministers in New Delhi yesterday. The Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and JP Nadda were also present in this meeting. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Andhra Pradesh Minister Chandrababu Naidu, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta were also among those who attended this meeting. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued this advisory of the online curated content publishers and the regulatory regulation of bodies of OTT platforms. The advisory has issued that the ensuring of this strict adherence to the India's laws and the code of ethics prescribed by the Information Technology Rules 2021. This primary says that the ministry received these references from the members of parliaments, representations from the statutory organizations and the public grievances regarding the alleged spread of the obscene, pornographic and the vulgar content published by the certain publishers of the OTT platforms and social media. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated Bangladesh by 6 wickets in the opening Group A clash in Dubai yesterday. Chasing the target of 229, the India made 231 for 4 in 46.3 overs with the help of Shubman Gill's 100. And that is the end of this news bulletin.